Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this 14th day of April, otherwise known as Titanic Day. But it's a redshirt Sunday. Say what you will about his last round, it's a redshirt Sunday. And I don't know how many more of those you're going to have, so I'm going to throw that out there. And also,
get started in about an hour.
Top off your gas.
Yep.
Get yourself some gas.
Top off your tank.
Top off your tank. That's the phrase.
Top off your tank.
That sounds like a Motown song, don't it?
There are things going on, and you need to top off your tank.
Top off your tank.
Yes.
Hey, Terrell, how you doing, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm amazing today. How are you guys?
He's amazing today.
All right, now.
He's amazing today. he probably topped off his tank.
Yeah. Hey, we're laughing, but we need to do that.
Hey, Terrell, I don't know if you were listening, but a guy that you've heard on and you've probably talked to when he's called you when he was our producer, Max von Auken, came on and gave us a UFC 300 recap. But he's a big basketball fan and got to going on about Orlando Magic and where they are and so on and so forth. And don't know if you heard it. Did you hear it?
And of course. Yes,
all right.
Yes,
if you did, any thoughts on that as we talk about a team in the Hawks division and your thoughts on them heading into the playoffs?
Well, first and foremost, it has been great to see. I've been following up with Max and everything he is doing as far as his coverage of the Orlando Magic, and that's been great to see him flourishing. But I kind of agree. Like, they are a scary team. I know we've spoken on that a few times this season, a very young team out there. I don't know if they're a threat to really, you know, get to the NBA Finals, I would say, this year. But I do believe that as things stand right now, they are the top team in the Southeastern Division. Miami is Miami. We know that. We've spoken on them several times too, with Coach Spo and that championship pedigree, the grit that comes along with playing for a Pat Riley organization. But I've been really impressed with Orlando this entire season. Again, do I really look at them right now as a championship contender? No, but I really like I love the magic that's taking place down there in the Magic Kingdom. So,
oh, look at that!
Play on words there.
Look at him now.
Well, you know, he's from Philly.
Yeah, watch it.
He knows how to do that kind of stuff.
Watch out. Watch out.
No, that was a compliment.
Yeah, I heard yesterday, too. You know, I'm always tuned in.
Uh-oh. What did we say yesterday?
How much you want those Braves to beat up on our Phillies, you know?
And oh, we do.
And talk some trash. But, you know, that's another story for another day.
That's not talking trash. That's a division leader and a team that's the stump. And listen, you got the crow the last couple of years, right? You know, don't
yes,
let
sir.
Them folks out there at State Farm know that you're a Philly fan.
They give me a pass every now and then, but when the Braves are in town, there's a lot of, you know, heckling that I receive down there, and I love that, so that's not an issue.
Yeah, you get that. You get that. We're spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with Terrell Thomas, and he is social. You can find him always at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. You know, the Hawks come up short up in Minneapolis. A shorthanded Hawks team against a Minnesota team that looks like they're pretty much full strength. And we gave them everything they wanted. I don't know if it can get any better going into this play-in, but I like what I saw. And talks about the way Trey is coming back into this. Seemed like he's doing more playing off the ball. Maybe the time sitting watching helped with that.
Yeah, and it's been ironic. Now, Trey did just come back 2 games ago, and then his first game back against Charlotte, limited minutes. He only played about 20 minutes, but he had 19 points, 14 assists, and he was 5 for 5 from the field. So that was positive to see. And he did actually speak post-game about his time off and being able to, similar to DeAndre Hunter a few weeks ago, being able to sit on that bench and really talk with Coach Quinn and see the rotations and see where guys are flourishing and succeeding on the floor has helped Trey a lot. And I'm glad you mentioned as well him playing off the ball. I think that's something that we wanted to see from Trey Young this entire tenure so far with DeJounte Murray, see more Trey playing off of the ball, how he can be a scorer, per se, more than just a facilitator. And it has looked good, but the Hawks are limping into the playing situation, having lost 5 games in a row. You know, we'll be looking to hopefully change that today at 1 o'clock. But it has been interesting just to see how Trey has played in his few games back so far.
Hey, guess who want to talk to you?
Noel.
Noel.
Uh-oh. Hey. Good morning.
Good morning, Terrell. Okay, so with the landscape of the East where it is now and with the return of some players and some missing players, who is the number one player you see that needs to step up heading into this play-in situation on the road?
You know, I hate to put this much pressure on this gentleman because he is just returning, but it has to be Trey. It has to be your franchise player. It has to be someone who, although he's still getting his legs under him, he's still getting his wind together. And he also spoke on not being depressed, but being extremely frustrated on the bench and really wanting to get out there and help his guys. We've seen Trey just have success in these past few years in the postseason. I think he got his – I don't want to say he got his name, but he really put the nation, the basketball community on notice a few seasons ago when he went to Madison Square Garden. And, you know, he took a bow in the Garden after putting on a phenomenal performance. And that just showed us just how elite Trey can really be in clutch situations. So playing against a Bulls team on the road, as you mentioned, the Bulls have been off and on all season long. And with the Hawks having that 10th spot, I think it has to be Trey. And again, it may be messed up to a degree to put that much pressure on a guy who's been out of basketball for such a long time, and he's just again getting back out there. But that's what comes along with being the big dog. And when you're the franchise player, when you're one of the best players in the NBA, when you're an NBA All-Star, that's just something you have to accept. So it has to be Trey.
All right, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, talking to Terrell Thomas. All right, let's talk about the conference right now. Heading into the playoffs, some of these other teams that you are focusing on. Obviously, you got your mind on Philadelphia. And with the big guy coming back and how they're playing, let us know what you think. They're in the 7th spot right now. But the other teams, top and in the middle. We haven't talked much, and you haven't talked much about Cleveland. Haven't talked much about the Knicks. Haven't we just talked a little bit about Orlando. What about Indiana? Give me your thoughts on the conference heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, well, of course you hit it on the head. I am, and this is without being biased and being a homer. I thought at the beginning of the season that the Philadelphia 76ers were going to finally get over that hump, but we'd see a different Embiid. I really think with Nick Nurse being there right now and Embiid playing his best basketball, in my opinion, I think they're a scary team going into the overall postseason. I really do think they're a scary team. Now, I also, when the trade went down for Pascal Siakam earlier in the season, I looked at Indiana and said that they could be someone that's a real threat in the East. I'm not really buying Cleveland. They've been too off and on so far. And I don't know, you know, what the situation will look like moving forward with Donovan Mitchell being in the Cavs uniform. The Knicks, I think, are the Knicks. They looked impressive over the last few seasons, but something about Tom Thibodeau teams, when you get to this point in the season, and he's kind of stretched or burnt his guys out. His guys are playing, his starters are playing 48, 47 minutes a night, and with them not having Julius Randle for the postseason run, I think that'll really hurt them. So we know Boston, but I have a funny feeling that Boston's not going to come out the East this year, and I honestly think, and I might be, you know, looking too far ahead, if our Hawks are able to move into that 8th spot and they face Boston, I think they'll give Boston everything they can handle in a 7-game series. May go 6 or something like that. I don't know if our Hawks have the firepower with Jalen Johnson not being there, with them being so many injuries, to really knock Boston off. But I do think that they would give Boston everything that they can handle. But, again, without being a homer, I really think a team in the East that we got to keep our eyes on are the Sixers. Kelly Oubre Jr. has been playing phenomenally. Joel Embiid being back, he's been playing exceptionally well. And that young guy, Tyrese Maxey, he is a player. But I think the difference in the Sixers now from what we've seen previously, and this is no slight to him, even though I'm not the biggest Doc Rivers fan, is the coaching position. I think it's Nick Nurse and what he's doing. So I'm watching Philly, and I'm watching the team that the Hawks play today in Indiana.
Man, folks, spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Terrell Thomas talking NBA as we get ready to close out this season later today. And you get to hear this game today is not on 92.9 The Game. This is on 92.9 The Game because Atlanta United is on.
Very stuff. Good. Yeah, no, right. We got 12:30 pregame tip mm-hmm. at 1:00,
tip
and
1:00.
Atlanta United and Philly are over on Star 94.
On Star 94, so we do have the Hawks here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Games to get set. There we're up the season. Talk about the rookies, the guys for Atlanta who've been thrust into this. You know, maybe on an ordinary situation, they'd be on the shuttle back and forth to College Park, but they've had to be with this team and they've had to go out and they've got some minutes. I mean, Kobe Bufkin has created some great defense. Just talks about the young guys who've been thrown in there and they've had to go out and perform.
Yeah, even, you know, in a dark situation, sometimes the sun does shine through. And I think that's what we've seen exactly for these younger guys right now. It's been kind of gloomy for the Hawks because it just has been so many injuries. And I think if we really look at the full scope of things, I don't know, in the last 10, 20 years, if a team has suffered this many injuries in a back-to-back situation, Trey being out so long, Sadiq is out, you know, for so long, Double O's been out for so long, Jalen Johnson was out, he came back, had a triple-double, looked like he was going to be able to, you know, take some commands of the team, he rolls his ankle again. So it has given the young guys, so I don't know if Coach Snyder would have given them typically this many minutes, and especially in this part of the season, but I've wanted to see Kobe out there since he's got drafted. I think that young man has an extremely bright future. I really like what, although unfortunately he's no longer there, what Juwan Howard instilled in this young man as a young player. And you got a name like Kobe. You got to go out there and do great things. But I like what I'm seeing from that young man offensively, but I really like what as you mentioned, defensively. He's just, again, a dog out there. He's a gentleman that's been playing very well on the perimeter. And the Hawks are going to need that. And I think with him having that experience over these last few weeks, it's going to do nothing but help them in the playing situation.
How's the family? How the kids?
Everybody's well. It's been an amazing week. Yesterday was opening day for the Marquise Grissom League. I know I told you gentlemen several times that Carmelo and Jefferson are out there. We had a triple header yesterday going
Whoa.
From San Juan out to Grissom Park.
So all right.
It's wonderful. And it's that time of year. Spring ball is around. Georgia Tech had a game not too long ago. My nephew's down in Florida A&M doing it. So family is heavy in the sports world right now. So, you know, I'm living in a world of bliss, extremely happy, and hopefully our Hawks to get back for a play-in game to kind of wrap this week up for us.
As we continue with our feature that is growing, they got next, we always have to thank you for giving us the idea and Selah, your daughter. This is where it started, folks. The first they got next was Terrell and his daughter, Selah. So as it grows, continuously think of you, man. So appreciate it. We have fun with you and we mess with you. But when it gets here, we want to let you know we love you for handing that one to us.
Yep.
No, I love you, gentlemen. And I heard the youngin' doing his thing today. You know, it's great to see. The future looks bright as far as sports journalism is concerned. So thank you guys for giving all of us, you know, the younger kids, a platform to talk a little sports and act like we know something.
Yeah, we ain't scared. And by the way, Sam's gonna take over for Jim Lampson. If you've heard earlier, he'll be calling. He'll be out there at Butler Creek soon. Anyway, Terrell, enjoy the rest of your weekend, buddy, and thanks as always for getting up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.